When you turn 20 in Japan, traditionally we buy a very, very traditional expensive dress called, you know, Japanese kimono, and then you wear only once at the ceremony, and then you don't wear it ever. And they were preparing to spend on like several thousand dollars just to buy that kimono for me. And I said, well, look, if you have that much money to spend on kimono, do you mind paying for my trip to the United States? Hi, my name is Hana Kawashima Ransom. I was born and raised in Japan. First of all, in Japan, girls are meant to become housewife most of the time. Nowadays, it may be different. My mother was also full-time a housewife, and I knew that I was totally different from her. I can't cook very well, I can't sew very well, I can't clean very well. So ever since I was a little, that I thought, there's gotta be somewhere in the world that where I feel comfortable. I may not speak that language now, but one day I will. But I thought it would be even better, you know, if I could understand, you know, Winnie the Pooh in English, and one day I'll be able to, you know, share the feeling with the native speakers of English. That's when I picked up Winnie the Pooh in English. That book really saved my life.
Yes, Christopher Robin, said Pooh helpfully. Pooh, when I'm, you know, when I'm not doing nothing, will you come up here sometimes?
Just me?
Yes, Pooh.
Will you be here too?
Yes, Pooh, I'll be, really, I promise I will be Pooh.
This is my Winnie the Pooh book is in first edition from 1927. And I thought, if I speak English and if I learn English, I can have friends, and my friends will stay with me and will go all over the world with me. My father's friend's daughter got to experience some homestaying for 3 months at one of his colleagues' house, and she loved it. So that's how I got to come to the United States for the first time. And I fell in love with America. My host family didn't come on time because I would arrive at Houston at 13 o'clock. But my host family thought it was 3 o'clock. So I arrived at 1 o'clock and my host family wasn't there. I didn't know how to make a call. So I would ask with a full sentence, excuse me, sir, do you know where the telephone is or something? I could ask, but I couldn't understand the answer. And that's when I realized that my English that I studied for all those years in Japan didn't help. I couldn't speak when I wanted to, so I would bring like a bag of chips with me, and whenever I wanted to say something, but I couldn't, and my mouth wanted some kind of attention, I kept shoving potato chips. So I gained like 20 pounds. Also, that the one thing that shocked me when I first came here, that the people would come and say, what would you like to drink? And that really helped me think about what I really want and who I am. Here, no one expects me to make tea, and no one expects me to serve tea, and no one expects me to do certain things that the Japanese society expects women to do. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I really loved it here.
That's good, said Pooh. Pooh, promise you won't forget about me ever. Not even when I'm 100. Pooh thought for a little. How old shall I be then?
99.
Pooh nodded. I promise, he said.
Once you make friends, they'll be with you until you're 100. And I don't know if it happens to, you know, me, but that's what that means to me.